Paul Aho, the dean of the Paducah School of Art at West Kentucky and Technical College, is with us now with Kate Lochte. They're going to discuss the Jewelry and Metals Invitational opening this week at the Clemens Fine Arts Center Gallery.
Good morning, Paul, and thank you for joining us. You are the dean of the Paducah School of Art, Division of West Kentucky Community and Technical College, and I understand that this Jewelry and Metals Invitational celebrates the brand new studio that you have for a brand new program. Tell me about it.
Well, good morning, Kate, and thank you for the opportunity to share this bit of good news with your listeners. The Jewelry and Metals exhibition that we're hosting is designed, in fact, to draw attention to not only the practice of fine art jewelry and metals making and metal smithing, but the fact that the Paducah School of Art is launching a new program in that discipline with the opening of new studios in the newly renovated Madison Hall in Lower Town, and that will begin in January, the spring term of this year.
That's a big step for you, isn't it?
Well, we're taking one big step at a time, I think. In addition to the jewelry program, we're certainly also looking forward to the opportunity to offer a very expanded program in ceramics. So the new Madison Hall space that we've been renovating for several months and certainly planning for considerably many more than that is sort of on fast track to open in January, but it will include studios for hand building and wheel throwing and all the sort of ancillary spaces and a new set of gas kilns for the outdoor area of the building. But within the context of this exhibition and the Jewelry and Metals program, we also have a newly built-for-purpose jewelry studio that includes the traditional sort of jewelers' benches and the sort of ancillary things that go along with it, the torches, and but also a forming room and an enameling and sort of firing room. So we're providing for expanded programs for ceramics and a brand new program for regional audiences with the metal and jewelry program.
And to kick it off, you have this invitational that has drawn artists in jewelry and metalsmithing from Arizona, Idaho, New Jersey, Missouri, around these parts. It's a pretty big deal. Tell us about it.
Yeah, and as far away as Australia as well.
Wow.
In the person of Mel Miller, a young woman who did her undergraduate studies here at Arizona State. So in looking at the list of artists, and it certainly is an impressive list of artists, and it's a group of artists that were brought to us through the curatorial work of Shannon Duffy, who was an adjunct with the Paducah School of Art in previous years, but now is teaching full-time in your neighborhood as in the art education program at Murray State University. But Shannon was kind enough to follow through with us on this and has put together a list of, including herself, 11 artists from around the country whose credentials are very good, who are all sort of academically formed, as it were. Most of them have master's degrees in metalsmithing and jewelry making from the leading schools around the country. In some measure, it seems, and again, perhaps it's because Shannon studied at Arizona State, but in some measure, there are a good number of them that have done their graduate work, different generations as well from Arizona State, but also from Carbondale, from SIU, and other locations around the country. So they all bring a certain level of expectation that you would find in graduate programs and undergraduate programs in and they also bring perhaps a slightly different, and this is what I think is interesting about the show, they bring a slightly different orientation to the practice of jewelry and metalsmithing than we might find or expect to find in more commercial venues, because they aren't driven by the same sort of market needs. So their work is a little more exploratory, their work is a little more far-reaching in terms of their choices of materials, what types of explorations they pursue relative to what we might consider ornamentation. Some of their worn jewelry works are more sculptural than they are decorative, and some of the artists are artists that work strictly in the production of objects as opposed to wearable works of art. So it's a nice mix of such things.
It's fascinating, and it's hard to talk about works of art when you're on the radio. But I'd like to, I'd like to be able to hold up pictures of the poster. Would you feel it appropriate to say pick one artist and a work that is particularly emblematic of what you're talking about, pushing boundaries, and describe it for us?
Sure. Let's go to, again, Mel Miller, who is the young woman who's currently teaching in Australia and who did her undergraduate work here at Arizona State. So, I mean, basically what we see with Miss Miller's work is this sort of constellation of translucent forms that don't have much to do with the sort of traditional glitter and glisten, as we might think of diamonds and gold and precious stones and that sort of thing. But it's a small sculptural work that employs, of all things, it employs small bundles of wool that are sort of woven into spherical forms, and bouncy balls that are sort of caged in this stainless silver framework. And it creates this sort of little star-like cluster of objects that, you know, reads a little bit like a cosmic landscape, and also like a funny little sculptural work. It's a very, very quirky, peculiar thing. On the other side, we have an artist like Doug Harling, who is a seriously major craftsman who teaches at the Kentucky School of Craft for the community college in Hickman, which is, you know, about 6 hours away from here. But his work is very, very different in that he's an exquisite goldsmith, and the surface effects and the forms that he employs are much more traditional. And so he kind of carries sort of the extreme in that regard, along with perhaps Sarah Perkins, who makes objects, makes these beautiful silver vessel forms with exquisite enameling techniques. So they're both painterly and sculptural works that have, you know, they have certain similarities to what we might think of in terms of ceramic vessels, but I mean, in terms of their glaze-like quality and their enameled surface, but they're like these little abstract sculptural forms with exquisite lids, and they're, you know, the same sort of things. They have feet and shoulders and that sort of thing that ceramic forms have. So there's a wide variety of very, very beautiful things. And some of them, again, we'll just sort of walk this a little bit further. Some of them use other types of materials. Let's see if we're looking at Jill Goward's work, where we have a piece that's called a flesh bracelet, where it's a stainless steel sort of ring that, you know, is traditional to a bracelet with some pearls attached to that surface. But then there's this collar of sort of a decorative frieze of silicon-like material that, again, sort of push the boundaries of what we might think of in terms of traditional materials for jewelry making and for wearable art.
You know, I suppose all that's left now is for us to tell our listeners where we can see these things you've described.
I'm sure that's really easy. We have an opening reception that's free to the public on Friday evening of this week. That's September the 21st. At the Clements Fine Arts Center Gallery on the campus of West Kentucky Community Technical College. I think that's pretty much landmarked in the region. People know where the college is, and the gallery itself is easy to find. Beyond the opening night, which again is 5 to 7 this Friday, the exhibition runs through October the 12th, and it can be seen during regular gallery hours, and those are posted on our website, but traditionally like 11 to 3 o'clock Monday through Wednesday, 1 to 3 on Tuesday, and 11 to 3 again on Thursdays.
Paul Aho, you did a great job describing the artworks, and I sure do thank you for joining us today, and congratulations on the new studios at Madison Hall. Sounds like fabulous goings-on.
Well, we thank you very much for your attention and for helping us to get the good word out about the Paducah School of Art and the exhibition programs that we do in conjunction with other programs through Arts in Focus at the Clements Fine Arts Center.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Bye.
Bye now.
Paul Aho, Dean of the Paducah School of Art, a division of West Kentucky Community and Technical College. Tracy?